Letters to him?
Yeah. Who's this from?
This one is from Bhakta Priya Dasi. She's one of Prabhupada's disciples in Los Angeles.
Maro Bhakta Priya Dasi name ek mahila. Tini apne ek chithi likhechen ebong ekhane pranami pathiyechen.
Okay, ar porichoy ki?
Dhiri Krishna, what's her identity?
She distributes Srila Prabhupada's books and she also collects donations for the temple.
Prabhupada Shishya.
That lady who wrote a letter for initiation?
No, this is her friend.
Oh.
This is Prabhupada's disciple.
Oh, Prabhupada's disciple.
108
dollars. Jai. 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 Jai.
Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Maharaj. Dear Srila Sridhar Maharaj, please accept my most humble obeisances at your glorious lotus feet. I have been listening to the tapes of some of your conversations with our Srila Prabhupada's disciples, and I find great enlivenment in Krishna consciousness by hearing the transcendental exchanges between yourself and the devotees. By the purity of your instructions, I become very much inspired to continue in the service of our Guru Maharaj with tolerance and perseverance. So I beg that you kindly accept this offering as an expression of gratitude for your concern and eagerness to help us in this mission. Thank you very much. Your servant, Bhakta Priya Dasi. Bhakta Priya Dasi.
That's a suitable reply you have not given. Yeah.
আমি সর্বমনে তোকে বলে দেবো, উনি যখন আসবেন তাহলে গোবিন্দ মোহনের চিঠিটা এখন থাকে, আপনি তো আছেন, তাহলে সর্বভাবনা প্রভুকে আমি ইয়ে করবো।
আচ্ছা,
উনি তো চলে যাচ্ছেন আজকে,
তাহলে তাহলে উনি এদের তাকে তাকিয়ে দেওয়া হবে টাকা? না
না, আমি উনি গিয়ে সর্বভাবন প্রভু দিয়ে দেবো, সর্বভাবনা ওটা ভাঙিয়ে।
আচ্ছা ঠিক আছে,
কালকে নিয়ে।
আচ্ছা,
কালকে না, পরশু।
অন্য কথা কি আর।
Also, there's another letter. This is from a boy who has first initiation from Prabhupada.
His name is Dayalu Das Adhikari. উনি প্রভুপাদের থেকে
হরিনাম
হরিনাম পেয়েছেন এবং রামেশ্বর মহারাজের থেকে। ও আচ্ছা, তিনি কাউর থেকে দ্বিতীয়ত নেননি, দীক্ষা নেননি। উনি লিখছেন, ডিয়ার
লস অ্যাঞ্জেলস,
লস অ্যাঞ্জেলস,
ডিয়ার লস অ্যাঞ্জেলস, ওই আগে কাটিয়ে,
হ্যাঁ, ভক্তপ্রিয় দাসী, ডিয়ার শ্রীল শ্রীধর মহারাজ, প্লিজ অ্যাকসেপ্ট মাই ওবেসেন্সেস, অল গ্লোরিস টু শ্রী গুরু অ্যান্ড গৌরাঙ্গ। Please let me introduce myself. My initiated name is Dayalu Das Adhikari. I received Harinam Diksha from Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami in 1977. After hearing about him and reading his books since 1972. Now I'm 25 years old and have a wife and two children. Daily I chant the prescribed number of rounds and visit the temple of Sri Sri Rukmini Dwarkadhish. Accordingly, I associate with His Holiness Dhira Krishna Swami, who is known to you, and from Him I have heard of your exalted qualities. I have also gotten from Him many tape recordings of conversation with you, and I have developed strong faith in your words, just like my Gurudev, Srila Prabhupada. So, I have an important question, which I do not trust in any other hands but your own. One day, in January 1981, I found in a garbage heap, of all places, an original copy of the Gayatri Mantra that was given by my Gurudev. So I asked my wife, who received the mantra initiation from Prabhupada before she had met me, how to chant it, and in this way I began to chant. However, I was not initiated with this mantra, nor have I ever worn a Brahman's thread. I have understood from your divine grace on a tape recording the purpose of Gayatri and the importance of the Harinam. What is my position now with Gayatri? Please instruct me in this matter, because I am in doubt. Should I go on chanting the mantra? Perhaps, by your mercy, I could receive the mantra in the proper way. But whatever you say, I will accept that. I am reluctant to inform you that I, as of yet, am not a very successful dollars and cents man, being new at household life, and would have to borrow money to come to India, although that is what I want to do. I am saying this only because of my responsible position as a family man. Please instruct me, your insignificant servant, Dayalu Dashpathikari. আবর্জনার ইয়েতে স্তূপের মধ্যে প্রভুপাদের দেওয়া একটা কাগজের মধ্যে একটা গায়ত্রী মন্ত্র খুঁজে পান ঘটনাক্রমে, এবং সেটা ওনার স্ত্রী আবার প্রভুপাদেরই কাছ থেকে গায়ত্রী মন্ত্র লাভ করেছেন। তো ওনার স্ত্রী ওনাকে শিখিয়ে দেন যে কীভাবে কাউন্ট করতে হয় মন্ত্র, আঙ্গুলে কীভাবে করে কল গুনতে হয়। সেই ইয়েতে
এখন ওর স্ত্রী গায়ত্রী একজন প্রভুপাদের কাছে,
সেটা কি গায়ত্রী হওয়ার আগেই
কি গায়ত্রী, সেটা
আমাদের যে গায়ত্রী দেওয়া হয়
কাম গায়ত্রী, তো না দিস ব্রহ্ম গায়ত্রী, দ্যাট ইজ ব্রহ্ম গায়ত্রী
নাকি পুরোটাই পুরোটাই মানে ব্রহ্ম সাত
ব্রহ্ম গায়ত্রী জানা যাচ্ছে, হ্যাঁ দ্যাট ইজ মেন্ট ফর দি ব্রাহ্মিনস অনলি অ্যান্ড দ্য প্রভুপাদ ইউজ টু গিভ দ্যাট অনলি টু দি mid persons.
Oh, I see. I don't know how does
Kama Gayatri,
what
course,
kind of
problem.
What kind of Gayatri a woman gets?
Ordinary Gayatri. Brahma Gayatri.
It's all the same thing. Seven.
That's Kama Gayatri.
Shattai, Maharaj, Brahma, when Shatta Gayatri Mantra it has.
Brahma Gayatri, Guru Gayatri.
Guru Gayatri. Yes, Guru Gayatri, Gaur Gayatri, and Kama Gayatri, three. Three
Gayatri.
Gaur Mantra, Gaur Gayatri, Guru Mantra, Guru Gayatri, and Krishna Mantra, Krishna Gayatri.
Guru Mantra, Guru Gayatri, Gaur Mantra, Gaur Gayatri, and Krishna Mantra, Kam Gayatri. And Archana Pat Pasate, Krishna Mantra and Krishna Gayatri are at Tiyatri. উপনয়ন সংস্কারের সময় গায়ত্রী আছে, সেটা আলাদা, সেটা নটপাটি দেবী ব্রহ্ম গায়ত্রী, ব্রহ্ম গায়ত্রী
ডাজন্ট
গেট দ্য ব্রহ্ম গায়ত্রী,
given to the
only sacred thread. Sacred thread ceremony, that is Gayatri, that is Brahma Gayatri.
That is the first one.
Krishna Gayatri?
Usually.
But what Swami was introduced, I don't know. But Brahma Gayatri, only on the ceremony of sacred thread, it is there.
We never give sacred thread to lay naturally.
Once Prabhupada, of course, told me that this Gayatri, I mean this Brahmin initiation is only for it's a form, more or less like a formality.
Yeah.
Like Prabhupada pointed out that actually I was there and Prabhupada was talking to some other person. That other person was asking Prabhupada why you're giving Brahmin initiation to the javanas and lectures. And so Prabhupada said that I'm giving them Brahmin initiation, I'm giving them the Brahmin thread so that rascals like you do not commit an offense thinking that they're anything less than a Brahmin. And Prabhupada pointed out that their position is much higher than a Brahmin's position.
Brahmin.
Yes.
To show to the society, right. to adjust them in such position.
Yeah.
The secret thing has been taken out.
Right.
That they are already Brahmins, then they are Vaishnavas.
Right.
They cross the threshold of Brahminism, then they can reach the Vaishnava stage. So, only, and that the competition is only with the male. The women generally, they do not get sacred thread.
Right. Right.
So, no Brahmin Gayatri or thread is necessary for them.
So Maharaj, he wanted to know, first of all, what is his position?
What sort of Gayatri, what Gayatri, that I want to know first.
That is,
is it Brahma Gayatri or Kama Gayatri?
He found a paper with all the mantras.
Brahma Gayatri, Guru Gayatri, Gaur Gayatri and Kama Gayatri.
Krishna Gayatri is of two kinds.
Krishna Mantra and
Kama Gayatri.
Krishna Mantra, Kama Gayatri.
See, he found
and
the
for Archon purpose. And another set, Krishna Gayatri and Krishna Mantra.
He found what Prabhupada
Archon
would give to his disciples.
Archon, Archon Konete, I will accept that. So the puja jnana hoy. It's a mantra, mantra tachi, aki, into Gayatri, Radha Gayatri, dui asata. Radha Dhani Gayatri asa. Archon Konete, puja kolbasome. It's একটা আলাদা আছে রাধা রানীর গায়ত্রী সো ওই নিয়ে বলে সাতটা হচ্ছে
না ওই নিয়ে হবে নটা
নটা এগারো গায়ত্রী বাদ দিয়ে
এগারোটা হবে
গুরু মন্ত্র গুরু গায়ত্রী
গায়ত্রী বাদ দিলে আপনার হবে
গৌর মন্ত্র গৌর গায়ত্রী
আটটা
তারপরে কৃষ্ণ মন্ত্র হ্যাঁ কৃষ্ণ মন্ত্র কৃষ্ণ মন্ত্র কৃষ্ণ গায়ত্রী রাধা গায়ত্রী এগেন
রাধা মন্ত্র কৃষ্ণ মন্ত্র কৃষ্ণ গায়ত্রী রাধা গায়ত্রী চার
সবগুলোই আছে ওই গায়ত্রী ব্রহ্ম গায়ত্রী
তো ওটা কিভাবে জপ করতে হয় মানে কাউন্ট করতে হয় কিভাবে সেটা ওনার স্ত্রীর কাছে পেয়েছে কিন্তু উনি উপবীত ধারণ করেননি এখন ওটা এইভাবে পেয়েছেন এখন উনি ওটাকে একটা ভগবানের প্রভা প্রভুপাদের কৃপা বলে গ্রহণ করছেন প্রভুপাদই যেন তাকে ওটা পাইয়ে দিলেন যেন প্রভুপাদই স্পেশাল ফেভার প্রদর্শন করলেন এটা উনি ওর পজিশন কি সেটা জানতে চাইছেন আর সেই সময় উনি জানতে চাইছেন যে আপনার কাছ থেকে উনি দীক্ষা পেতে পারেন কিনা আপনার ধীরকৃষ্ণ মহারাজের সঙ্গে ওনার খুব বন্ধুত্ব এবং আপনার সমস্ত টেপ উনি শুনেছেন তো শুনে শ্রদ্ধা ডেভেলপ করেছে
আমার তো অবশ্য আপত্তি কিছু নেই
ওটা ওই গদাধর পণ্ডিত গোস্বামী সে মন্ত্র ভুলে গিয়েছিলেন মনে আছে না গদাধর পণ্ডিত গোস্বামী তিনি পুণ্ডরীক বিদ্যানিধির কাছে দীক্ষা নিয়েছিলেন দিয়ে মন্ত্রই ভুলে গিয়েছেন দিয়ে আবার সেটা পুনরায় কথা মহাপ্রভুর কাছ থেকে শুনে নিলেন নাকি
আমার একবার গিয়েছিল গায়ত্রী করতে করতে হঠাৎ মাঝখানে একটা মন্ত্র ভুলে গেছে তো সে আমার ইয়ে উপবিত আঙ্গুলে জড়ানো অবস্থায় আমি গিয়ে একজনকে জিজ্ঞেস করলাম যে এটা Maharaj is saying that if he is willing to take second initiation from his divine grace, then
no objection.
There is no objection.
Right.
But I am afraid of the disturbance.
Ah, He doesn't
that
will, live in the
that
temple.
May be created.
He doesn't stay in the temple, man. Mm-hmm. He lives outside.
Oh, then not so then temple.
There's no, with him there's no all disturbance.
Right. All right.
So how should that be done?
You're the contact.
Just tell him, Maharaj, should tell him to come.
Just tell him that Guru Maharaj has no objection.
But I mean, does he want him to come? Should he come?
Yeah, he can see,
Maharaj, উনি তো তাহলে তো ওকে আসতে হবে
এখানে সেইটি তো দরকার
আমার পক্ষে সম্ভব কিনা সেটা ও লিখেছে যে আমার
গরিব মানুষ
গরিব মানুষ বোধ
হয় বৃন্দাবন ধাম টাম সব নবদ্বীপ দর্শন হবে কষ্ট করে
Prabhupada used to give the Gayatri Mantra many times in a tape.
Huh?
In a tape, yeah. The disciple used to hear the mantra in a tape and used to receive the upobito from a representative of Prabhupada.
Ritik system.
The GBC.
Representative. Ritik system.
Ritik. So, Adhidhan Prabhu was suggesting that maybe you can also make a tape so many, many willing disciples can get the initiation Gayatri Mantra from you that way, from all over the world.
Mm. That I may think how I shall appeal to Guru Maharaj, and if I get inspiration in that way, if it be necessary, the necessity of the time, then I may accomplish that conclusion hereafter. Can't say. Go, very good. Jai Gaushari Gaur. Then we have to start by 9 o'clock or what?
Yes, Maharaj, around
9:30, 11.
All right.
Yeah.
In Magha Kavya, Magha was a Vaishnava Kavi. His epic is known as Shishupala Vadana. Bhagavad Vidya has quoted one of his verses in his commentary on Vedanta to clear the position of Brahma and Narayana in this sense. Chayastisham iktavadharitam pura tatasharīriti vibhavitākatiṁ বিভুত বিভক্ত বিভক্তা বয়বহ পুমানিতি ক্রমাদম নারদ ইত্যবোধিত When কৃষ্ণ বলরাম এন্ড উদ্ধব মেট ইন এ কনফারেন্স এট দ্যাট টাইম দেবর্ষি নারদ ওয়াজ সিন কামিং থ্রু দি স্কাই ফার্স্ট দে স এ মাস অফ লাইট ইজ অ্যাপ্রোচিং টুয়ার্ডস দেম Then gradually could recognize that there is a figure in it within the mass, light. Then a male figure, and lastly the devotee Narada has come. So the first hazy conception of the spiritual realm, only a mass of light, something, Brahma. Then Brahma Puja. The figure, the Vasudeva, then Lakshmi Narayan. In this way, the deeper and deeper vision will express that there are so many things there. And in that mark there is one slok. Bhanakti kalat pitaipi yogyatam. It's praising about sadhu sangha, the association with the devotees, sadhu. The first line I have to remember. Anyhow, the meaning is, then when we come in contact of a saint, sadhu, it tells our of merit us, what is this? For three stages of our life. As a result of our past good activity, I am able to meet a saint. And when I am discussing with him at the present, that will also produce the good result, and it will help me in future also. So, past, present and the future, three stages of time is concerned with our association with the saints. And satsanga, shivudhir nenam, and the transaction, what we get in their connection, that is the most valuable thing, and that is the fulfillment of life to its highest degree. Satsanga, shivudhir nenam. So we may begin, and another place in Ramanuja Sampradaya it is mentioned, in one dark night, three alwars by chance met in a place. They did not know each other, but they heard of the men. Then they began to talk in the dark night, and then gradually they came to understand that they are those three renowned saints of that time that anyhow met together. Then one questioned, we are three here, but do you feel the presence of a fourth one? Another answered, yes. The fourth one is here. Fourth one means Lord Himself. They are talking about Him, and by that He is also present there. The fourth one. So they are talking and talking about the fourth. So fourth must be necessarily present there. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Once I asked Kirtan,
Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu recommended Kirtan. Sankirtan bahubhir milita jat kirtanam, tadiva sankirtanam. When many we meet to talk about the Lord, that is Sankirtan. And that was recommended especially in the Kali Yuga. Others are more or less powerless. What's the reason? In Kirtan, Sankirtan, the influence of the environment come to disturb us, to disturb our attention for Kirtan. But when we are all engaged in Sankirtan, we try our best to collect all our attention and energy to apply in the case. We are rather compelled to collect the maximum energy to attain, especially when one is telling or another putting questions, the depth of the cultivation is appreciable and cannot but be intense. It commands the maximum energy from all, the hearers and the speaker. Sankirtan. Naham vasami vaikunthi yoginam hridaye nacha mad bhakta yatra gayanti tatra tishthami narada. That intense presence of him. And not only Vaikuntha in the consideration of eternity and infinite. Vaikuntha yoginam hridaye nacha. When in the ascending method one is attempting to reach me, to catch me, these are less productive. Yoginam hridaye nacha mad bhakta yatra gayanti. But where? More than one, they are in the attempt to bring me down, to make the object of their talk, I am attracted more there, in that place. Madhvakta jatra gayanti, surrendering themselves, the layer of surrender, that brings me down, attracts me down more than anything. Surrender. Saranagati. Everything they have offered, they are empty, and I go to fill up the empty pot. Cannot but. they have made them empty for myself. And I cannot but be thankful to go and fill up their emptied heart. Hare Krishna, go very good. What do you see?
Yes, Maharaj.
Hmm? Oh, I have a question.
No, it just reminded me once I asked Prabhupada.
Yes.
Actually, I told Prabhupada that that I wished to be with him. When he first went to America and he was all alone, struggling so hard. And then Prabhupada told me I was never alone. Prabhupada said that I was never alone, that he was never alone. He said Krishna was always with me.
It is very clear. When I read his journey to America, I was sure that Krishna came to his help. That Maladeep, Nityananda, came to his help. He could not have stayed but to help him. So empty-handed, empty-hearted, only with the name of Krishna, adventurous. Journey he undertook. Certainly, surely, Krishna was on his head, on his heart. Guru Krishna.
Maharaj, yesterday while we were coming here, Adri asked a question. That was, he was asking that Prabhupada is Nitya Siddha.
Yes.
Means Prabhupada came down from the spiritual sky. Now, then why at times Prabhupada spoke about his previous life? Sometimes
why?
Prabhupada spoke about his previous life, that he was a very pious doctor in his previous life.
Pious doctor?
Doctor. Physician.
In his previous life?
In his previous life.
He said one astrologer told him that.
Oh, I see. He said, Prabhupada said that one astrologer told him that.
Because his natural knowledge is chemistry.
he committed chemist.
And he committed in that life, he committed one sin, and that's why he had to come.
That he, to get some medicine,
for someone, he killed a snake to get some
venom
to administer.
And for that?
Well, he said for that he had to take birth again.
As a doctor?
Yeah.
No, as Prabhupada.
As
this life.
This life?
Yes.
No, no. That must be pushed on the background. His brightest duty awaiting him to spread this, the doctrine of love. Is a doctor. Not only of this physical, to remove physically or physical disease, but the disease wholesale. This is the rogang ashu apahino tiyachirino. It came to remove the heart disease of these so many in the world. That was it. That is the purpose.
Krishna sent him.
I don't know what the question is. Prabhupada is Nitya Siddha, so how come he
I am
one
important point I want to clear in this occasion that for the devotees, when it is necessary that they should come to discharge some divine duties, the life of any time that is mere plea, just as CID, he may take any garment, any shape, any duty. But his main object is to watch something like that. When they come to this world of mundane surface, they come with variegated plea, Krishna, by the will of Krishna. That matters little, not important thing. Reality is there. And this is only a sham dress at the time.
So that means even if he came as a doctor?
You see, the Pandavas and the other Parshada of Krishna, in different type. Some begging, someone's enraged, someone's killing, so many things. But this is somewhat what we do. And also to show to the people that these things has got no value. This is all maya. Sattva-gun, raja-gun, tamagun, all maya. A secret life according to standard of this world, that is sattva-gun, that is also false. And the Ratnakar-dasu's life, that is very tamagun in the beginning, that is also false. When the light comes, any darkness of any density may disappear in the moment. So this matters little in the case of the Nirguna, the Bhagavad Maya, Daya, Yogamaya. Whenever Yogamaya wants, Mahamaya retires. In the jail law, as I say, in the prison, there is a particular law for the jailers, for the culprits. But whenever the one officer from higher sphere, anyone comes to visit the prison house, the wherever he goes, prison law retires. The yogamaya, prakritiṃ saṁ avaṣṭabhva saṁ bhagāṁ ātma-māyaya. Ātma-māyaya. Krishna says, prakritiṃ saṁ avaṣṭabhva. By controlling, not by fighting even. Wherever this higher law goes, the lower law retires, post-retire. And no exertion of height is even necessary for that to remove all. So this when that nirguna has consoled, obhiti sudhuracharu bhajati imam ananyabhat sadhuri vasvamantak vasvamak bhavasitu. What he is doing, that is perfectly right, 100%. You may see some black things in this life of a sadhu, but if he is real sadhu, if he is nirguna position, then what you see, that is only concoction that has got no value. The 100% is doing that. So this is the maya, this is a negative state. It has got no value when any positive thing comes back to it. So, taking this form of the Ratnakar Dasyu's case, the Yogai Madhai case, the next moment previously he was a great demon, and the next moment after then he is a great sage. This is his way, divine way. Divine, the final phenomenal conception has got no position before divine with. Infinite divine with in one place. And this self-condemned misconception is in the other side of the battle. What the Maya can do to Krishna and his person. So in any form, in any way they may come, the Shastra asks us not to look at those background. Kiva vipra kiva nasi sudra kana noy jei krishna tattvetta sei guru hoy. The Krishna consciousness is absolute, does not depend on. Still, because we have got some weakness here, so if we can find a guru in a high family and his figure is a beautiful one, janma, aishwarya, and he has neglected opulence like Buddhadev, kicked out the kingdom, janma, aishwarya, suto, and he was a great scholar, this may be help to may help us to the disciples that has got such negative value, all these things. Otherwise, Krishna Bhakti, the devotion of the Supreme Lord, divinity, does not care for any such grandeur of this false world. Am I clear?
Yes, ma'am.
Right at that time, the answer that came to my mind was, yes, Prabhupada came in his previous, before he came as a doctor, but we don't know, it may be in another kalpo, like Krishna sent him, and then he went back and again he came this time. It's not that he came.
You see, we are told when circumambulating Vrajamandal, in Radhakun, Varsana, there was a camp. And the Prabhupada was delivering lectures. We are all sitting around hearing. He told at that time, they are up to my Gurudev. The Guru Parampara is coming down. And up to my Gurudev, we must not look at him as then as sadhan siddha, nitya siddha. Gurudev is never sadhana siddha. Because sakhat haritte no samasta shastri. Gurudev and the ordinary Vaishnava's position is different. In Ekadashi, Gurudev is given anna prasadam, that bhogam, not other Vaishnava. So, to the disciple, Krishna, Baladev, the Radhara, his own necessity, is represented there. Just as the affection in the for the child in the mother reaches the highest position, and not the grandmother and others, etc. So by the special arrangement of the Lord, the maximum well-wisher of a disciple is found in Guru. And that is not continuing, that is maximum purest, and by order of Krishna, he will have to present there, work on his behalf. The Guru should never be seen as sadhana siddha after, from the line, from the beginning. The Guru must not be seen as sadhana siddha, nitya siddha, nitya siddha. Otherwise, it will be good bhavagna disregard. Because we are asked to see Guru as Krishna's himself or his presentation. His double dedication is there. We have to see that. We must come in that connection. Then only our bhajan, our sadhana, then that will have real impetus. We are nearest to perfection. With this idea, my progress will be more and more increased and intense. The something tempered, the truth which has reached to me, there is some doubt there, a certain percent of doubt is there. No. The truth is power is just at the door, graciously to take me in, to take me up. That is, the Shastra asks us to see things in that way. And what the Shastra say, that is not false. That is true. We cannot come up to mark. That is our defect. Sakkhat haritti na samasta shastri rukta stata bhadvata eva sadhvi kintu prabhu japriya eva tasya nandi guru sri charamahar. So the Vaishnava mukunda prashtha, because they know that the Krishna Shakti of the highest type, the function of Guru is not there, not Krishna himself. So mukunda prashtha, the most favorite of the Lord, has come as Guru to me. I am just adjacent to the highest purifying dynamo. So I cannot but be purified. This sort of idea must come within us to help our progress really.
একটা প্রশ্ন থেকে যাচ্ছে, সেটা হচ্ছে যে দাস গোস্বামী প্রভু তিনি দীক্ষাধীন ছিলেন, কিন্তু তিনি রূপ গোস্বামী প্রভুর কাছে গিয়ে সেখানে থাকলেন, এবং রূপ গোস্বামী প্রভুর জন্য তার যে আরতি এবং তার যে ইয়েটা দেখা গেল, তার নিজের গুরুদেবের জন্য ওই রকমটা দেখা যায় না, এটা কিরকম জিনিস?
That is a complicated case. You see, Das Goswami had his diksha, first diksha from Yadunanda Mahacharya, a grihastha, when he was grihastha himself, first. Then he came to exemplify according to the change of the shishya, Lord. He takes different kinds of form to help him in different classes. Then he went to Mahaprabhu. Then Mahaprabhu handed him over to Swarup Damodar. We mean that ordinary Shiksha Guru, we may take Jadunandan, the Bhattapadarsak. The beginner, the canvasser, something like Ritik, representative. Not Guru Prabhupada, but his representative came as Jadunandan and helped him in the right way. Otherwise he could not be attracted by the charming personality of Mahaprabhu. He approached Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu, we may take him as Radharani, in the garb of Radharani, Krishna in the garb of Radharani. He was there, come. And Radharani pressed him to Swarup Damodar Lalita, Lalita Devi, handed over Lalita Devi. Then, but we stress that Das Goswami's tendency is always towards Mahaprabhu. Though Mahaprabhu deputed Swarup Damodar, again he approached Mahaprabhu and told that, I can't understand why you have taken me, snatched me here from my family. And